Good morning, afternoon, or night, whenever you happen to be listening to this. I hope you're having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. In today's episode, we're going to explore a crucial aspect of the Holy Spirit, His role as our Lord. The Church acknowledges the Spirit's divine authority and reminds us that we are placed under His direction and power. I know that lordship isn't a concept we really use today. In fact, for those of us from individualistic cultures, submitting to any authority doesn't come easy, because it feels like it messes with the freedom we value so much. But in 2 Corinthians 3, verses 17 to 18, Paul writes, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit." These verses tell us in black and white that the Lord is the Spirit. By directly identifying the Spirit as Lord, Paul emphasizes the Spirit's divinity and authority. And as we submit to the Spirit's guidance and lordship, we experience true freedom. Freedom from sin, condemnation, and the burdens of this world. Think about it. How often have you felt the weight of burdens or felt trapped by the struggles you've had, whether they were placed on you or the consequences of your actions? Wouldn't it be nice to be freed from all those things? The Spirit's lordship isn't just about submitting to authority. It's also about transformation. As we yield to the Spirit's direction, He works in us to reshape us into the likeness of Christ. It is a renewing of our minds, an ongoing process of sanctification and spiritual growth. And as we are transformed, as we mature in our faith and become more like Jesus, then we start to see what He has freed us from. Things we didn't even know had a grip on us. We gain that hindsight that comes with maturing and realize that His direction and authority was always best. So what does this mean for us in our daily lives? It means getting ourselves to a place where we can recognize and submit to the Holy Spirit's lordship in every area of our lives. It means allowing Him to direct our thoughts, words, and actions. And yeah, I know that's easier said than done. We're human and fallen, and God knows this. But this isn't something we're meant to do in our own strength. It is the Spirit of God Himself that enables us to submit as we continue to turn to Him. Submitting to the Spirit's lordship means embracing the freedom that comes from living under His guidance and authority. As you go through your day, take a moment to pause and reflect on the Holy Spirit's role as Lord in your life. Are there areas where you need to surrender control and allow Him to lead? Are you open to the transformative work He wants to do in your heart and mind? Remember, submitting to the Spirit's lordship isn't about losing yourself. It's about finding your true identity in Christ. It's about experiencing the abundant life that Jesus promised and walking in the freedom and purpose God has for you. As always, thanks for listening. Keep up the faith walk. And remember, we are all in progress. Peace.